traffic has spotted would be as it escalated. Tell me how it happened.
He would just try things on occasion, and if I let him do it, then he would, at the end, put in more money without even, like, it was kind of an unspoken thing. If it happened and I let it happen, I'd get paid more. If it didn't happen, then obviously it was the same. But on a few occasions, I told you that I did say no, and I let it be. I stayed fast on my word, and he still gave me extra money on that one. But then the couple times that I said no, he talked me into it and then paid me more money. He always paid me more money, even if I didn't do what he asked me to do extra.
Okay. So walk me through this, and I know this is going to be hard for you. Walk me through this here. You're giving him a massage. You're naked. Right? Take it from there.
He'd ask me, like, most of the time, I got the lower back or what? He'd ask me to get naked. He'd ask what he could do to me. And that was like that towards the end. Like, I just got naked and...
Would he perform oral sex on you?
Sometimes.
Okay. Did you ever perform anything on him?
I've never touched him intentionally. I've never laid a hand on him. Not a body part, nothing. Not a hair on my head. I never touched him.
Okay. When he did oral on you, were you still 16? Was this towards the beginning?
Yeah, it wasn't like at the end. Like, all this stuff was in the beginning. Like, once we broke the barriers of me, like, letting him do stuff, all the major stuff that took place in the beginning. That was only like 4 or 5 times, and none of it was since my birthday. Since this last birthday, none of it was after that.
Okay. Did he ever hurt you?
Sometimes he got violent, yeah.
Violent as in what?
He'd pull my hair a lot harder than should have been pulled. Like, I can understand if you're having sex and you're all in, not that we were having sex, but I mean, like, if you're all into it and you pull hair a little bit, like my ponytail just like a little bit, whatever, but he would pull it to where it would rip my hair out. It would rip my hair, and then sometimes he would pick me up and, like, throw me whichever way he wanted me, and then he would just, like, use the toy or, like, his hand or whatever. Never his penis, though. Ever. I never had sex with him. But,
well, you're a little girl, I mean, so...
I'm little, so he could pick me up. Like, if you pick me up and throw me, obviously, it's gonna hurt. Like, it hurt me.
Did you ever tell him it hurt you?
No.
When
I wasn't...
When he was doing these things to you, kissing, touching, inserting his fingers, oral, did he ever hurt you down there? In your vagina area?
I don't know. I'm sure he was a little rough on occasion, but none specifically. Nothing that really stands out. I mean, there's been nights that I walked out of there barely being able to walk. From him being so rough, but nothing specific that he really got violent with. Like, I can't really recall.
Nothing that you would have to...
Nothing that I would be like, oh my God, this one time he did this. Like, nothing like that.
Okay, nothing that you'd have to go to a doctor for to say, you know...
Nothing that I went to a doctor for, no. I mean, I remember getting tore up. But it was nothing that...
By tore up, you mean?
Tore up, like he would get like really rough, and I'd get cut, like ripped a little bit. If that's what you're talking about.
Okay. You don't have to answer this.
Okay.
Just you're getting real personal. But were you active before him?
Well, like how to hit that? Yeah.
Okay.
But on, I'm not a hoe. I've had only 3 steady boyfriends, and those are the only 3 that I've ever done anything with. And they were all with me for over a year. So it's not like I just go and hook up at parties. This was the most crazy, promiscuous, whatever you want to call it, thing that I've ever done. And it was the money. It was the money and the gift, and that's it.
What was the most you ever made from him? Monetary-wise. You mentioned you walked out with a G, or $1,000 one time.
I walked out with, $1,000 one time, but then again, I walked out with a car one time. Are you talking things of, that? Are you talking about...
Okay, what was...
Gift-wise, or specifically cash?
I've got
thousands of dollars worth of shit. Man, the underwear I'm wearing right now, he gave to me. I go over there and there'd be a bag of Victoria's Secret underwear, waiting for me, talking, $1,500 worth of stuff. I got a plane ticket from him once. I got a car. I got Christmas bonuses. I got movie tickets. He'd buy me movie tickets. He'd say, hey, have you gone to the movies lately? I'd be I don't know. No, not really. He goes, do you want to go? He'd give me, 8 movie tickets. I got show tickets. I went and saw, David Copperfield. I had, VIP, tickets or something like that.
The car, was that under your name or was it under his name?
No, it was under his. I didn't really care. He was letting me drive around as much as I wanted. I just got the keys to it. And everything else was his business. He said if I ever got pulled over, just to say that it was his car and whatever, that's it.
Let's talk about the time that he forced himself on you. Take me through that one.
We were really, I think it was this, Nadia was in the room, and,
Was she naked?
I don't know, probably. I don't remember at the time that was there. I don't remember at the time whether or not, it was towards the end of my session, or whatever you want to call it, so she was probably either getting dressed or was still naked, I don't really know. I think she was still naked, though.
Was it normal for her by this time to be upstairs with you?
If I went there, if I saw her up there, I would not be surprised. I wouldn't get surprised when I saw her in the room. Sometimes she would just, she liked me. She would hang out with me, and I would go to the house, and we'd eat breakfast together, or, hang out by the pool or something. It's not like I just went there and did my thing with her in front of him. I don't know, but,
Okay. So, you went upstairs, getting dressed.
Oh, yeah.
You were there.
No, this was at the end of, it was me and him. He was, sucking his dick and, fucking him and stuff. But, that was while I was, maybe kissing her, touching her in some which way or the other. And, towards the end of this, I remember that I had already finished, because I remember it being really uncomfortable, so I remember specifically that I had already finished.
What do you mean by you finished with...
He gave me an orgasm with his hand.
Okay.
I need to show you, what I'm talking about, the positioning that we were. It was this thing... There's the, little flower thing. Then here is the massage table. I was right here. He was right here. She was here. And I was standing up, and he just pushed me over the table. And then he did his thing with me.
Were you facing the table?
I was face down on the table.
Okay.
Face down, hands, on my head, holding... I wasn't fighting, really. So I don't know if he was holding me down to kind of stop me from fighting or what he was doing. He's just a really weird, he's in a really weird spot. I was just bent over and my face was on the table. I was face down on the table. and then he did his thing. So, but anyway, she was right here, and I'm pretty sure she was naked, and the couch is like right behind. But that's how it happened.
How long did that take?
He was only in me for like a minute or so. I don't even know if he could stay that long. He put it in, did a couple pumps or whatever the fuck you want to call it, and I was like, what are you doing? I go, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I just wanted to see this. Then that was that.
Did he ejaculate inside?
No, not in me, not on me. I don't remember any time. I don't remember specifically that time, whether or not he finished from having sex with me or whatever you want to call it.
In the middle of the 2 year
thing? Not so much towards the end, but definitely once I was comfortable with working there, once I like would go there a lot, yeah. It had to be towards the middle. Because towards the end I only worked very sporadically throughout, like maybe once or twice a month, not even. In the middle I was working the most. I'd work every day that he was in the country. Every single day.
Okay. From that moment on, that's when the car came in? After that, the car
I told him that my parents kicked me out. Okay, this is how it went. Like, I'm sorry, I'm remembering more and more as I talk to you. I worked for him, and then I think after, like, things started getting, like, once he started going further and further, I stopped working for him for a little while. Like, left a message on my cell phone. My mom took my cell phone away, and she checked my messages, and Sarah goes, she wants to know if you can come by and bring a friend. And my mom goes, what the fuck are you doing? Like, are you a prostitute? And I was like, no, mom, I'm just a secretary, and you know what? He has a girlfriend, doesn't have any friends, and like, she wanted me to bring over people to hang out, you know? And my mom was like, okay, I don't know, she was in denial, obviously. She knows that he's down in the heart. But, after my mom heard that message, she made me phone him. She made me call and tell her right in front of my mom made me tell right in front of her that I couldn't work there anymore, that I couldn't go there anymore. And then a few months went by, I guess you could say like a month or two. I don't want to say a few months because it wasn't that long, but it was like a month or two. And then I called him. And I told him that my parents kicked me out, and so they weren't going to interfere with anything. And then I continued to work. Towards the end, I stopped working for about probably 6 weeks, because my boyfriend, the kid that I'm still with now, tore him up to know that I did this with somebody, because he cares a lot about me and stuff. And I stopped working, but then I lied a couple times, then I worked, but then Will found out, and that's when, like, he broke up with me, and then once he broke up with me, that was what I needed to really snap me into reality and quit. But there was, like, three and a half months, during that time.
This year
was only, like, maybe 6 weeks, but I didn't work since the new year, since the beginning of this new year, from January 1st to like April, in between then was probably 6 weeks where I didn't work. And then, I don't remember when my other hiatus was, like I don't really remember, but that was towards like the beginning.
What did you do with all the money that you made?
Do I have to tell you? Because I don't think it's anything bad.
Okay, you don't have to.
I'm sorry. I'm not, like, involved in drugs or anything like that, but I really just don't want to tell you.
That's fine. Because
I don't have anything to show for any of this. I spent it all.
Okay.
I spent it all.
Okay. I get paid, I spend my money too. So it happens, right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I just told you, on the New Year, I was in New York on his dime. So, yeah.
Were you there on his plane?
No, not on his plane. He was losing his plane. I think he had to do something. He has owned the island in the Caribbean. He's like on the ride, I'm sure. But I think he was flying to his island, and he had some work to do. He was going to originally fly me in his jet, but something happened with work, and it just worked out better. So he paid for my ticket. And then, because he was supposed to be in New York when I went there, I was supposed to stay at his home, but like I said, he had to use his plane to go somewhere else unexpectedly. So I stayed with my boyfriend's family that was up there. But while I was up there, he bought me like $400 front row seats to Phantom of the Opera. Like, he set it up real nice. He gave me spending money, paid for my plane ticket, he paid for everything. Everything.
Okay. Have you ever been in this plane?
No, I've seen it though. I've been to the airport and I've seen it. It has a J.E., Juliet Echo. Sorry, that's like, I just remember that's what he told me it meant. It's a black plane. There's a black one and then there's like, I forget what the other one looks like. I saw that the other one from afar. He has a black plane and then another plane.
Okay. Has he tried to contact you recently or?
Yeah, I could call him today and be like, I need.
No, but I'm talking recently, like within the past couple weeks. That's from the beginning.
Yeah, definitely. But only through email, and my responses have been, I haven't responded recently since I was contacted before, but the last two contacts I had with him was before I moved here. Which I moved here on August 1st. Sometime before I moved here, I told him, or I wrote in an email that somebody mysteriously, can you stop?
No.
I told him that somebody mysteriously called my house and told my parents, what I did with him. And I just was like, I made it seem like somebody called and ratted me out to my mom and dad. And I was like, I can't, you know, work for you as of right now. Blah, blah, blah. But at that point, I mean, I didn't want to work for him. I just didn't want to burn my bridge. He could catch my drift. So I just told him that I got ratted out. And then he answered, or actually, it's his assistant answered, but it's him. If you're talking to his assistant, you're talking.
Not the same people.
No. Is, some other chick. She's like his girlfriend or whatever you want to call it. And then is one of his girlfriends also. I know her. And then is there a, she's like his main assistant, like his official assistant, who really does his assistant work. Who travels with him and stuff like that. He has other girls that he calls assistants, but they just screw him. That's it. I don't know. I'm sorry. I like go off on a tangent and I completely forget what the original thing was.
We were talking about if you ever flew in the plane or have you recently talked.
Sorry. I was telling you about the email. I hate when I do that. I apologize.
No,
he answered me with, that's really unfortunate, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you need any help with school, any cost, tuition, books, anything like that, just let me know. So I wrote back and I just asked, I said, what suggestions do you have for classes to take? And he, she, you know, from him, wrote accounting, negotiation, and basic law. Like, I remember, he wrote those, and he, again, reminded me that if I wanted anything, any like, if I needed any financial help or anything like that, that he would set it up. He would help me out, no problem. And I haven't contacted either of them since. And that was probably 4 or 6 weeks ago. I don't really remember specifically. It was after I moved here. But not after I talked to the other.
You haven't had any phone conversations with them? I mean,
uh-uh.
Do you still have the same cell phone number? Is that how?
I deleted all of them a long time ago.
No, but I mean, do you still have the same number?
Yeah, I still have the same number. Like, if she wanted to call me, she could call me. I forgot that. Still work for him. He's been really deep and like I've really like I'm not telling you guys what to do, but if you could contact her to get a shit out of her to stop talking to him or something.
Why is she indeed? What do you mean?
She has sex with him. Like that's not what that's not what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be giving a massage naked, not having sex with him.
How old was she when she started?
Oh, after she became.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like a year older than me, and she started recently within the past, like, after the new year. I don't remember.
Are there drugs ever involved?
No, he's very healthy, very fit. He jogs every day on the beach. He does yoga, all that stuff. He has a gym in his house. He's never taken a drink of alcohol ever, not once in his life. At least that's what he says. I don't really know. And he's never tried any drugs, never smoked a cigarette, never nothing.
How about pornography? Any in his house?
What type of pornography?
Any type.
Any type?
Specifically children, young women.
I don't know if you can.
Teenage girls.
Oh, he's got lots of naked pictures of teenage girls. Like, the real photographs that he took, not.
You said there was one of you?
Of me.
Naked.
That was.
And you were 16.
Yeah, like, how else can I explain it? I was naked. I had no clothes on.
He would just say, let me take a picture of you?
He goes. I don't even know what he said. I don't want to say something because it might be wrong, but, he just, I guess, asked me to take pictures, and that's how it went. And I said,
was it just like,
hey,
just like a fun, or were you doing stuff? Poses.
I was just like, it was me standing in front of a big white marble bathtub he has his own bathroom, and then the girl that sleep over, he has a second bathroom for guests, or whatever the hell you want to call them. And it was in the guest bathroom in his master suite. And it wasn't like I was, you know, spreading my legs or anything for the camera. I was standing up. I think I was standing up, and I just, like, it was me kind of, like, looking over my shoulder, kind of smiling, and that was that.
And now he has that up on his wall or something?
No, he's got other, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
He has
but
other.
Sleeping. Sorry.
No, I look like I'm pretty insane asleep. If you go in his bathroom, I mean, I don't know, like, he has naked photos of other teenage girls, like, around his house. One thing that really bothered me, though, he has a picture of his goddaughter, like, with no, like, panties on. And it always throws me out. Like, it's a picture of her, like, she's mooning him. And I don't know if you can, I wouldn't put a picture like that in my house, honestly. Like, that causes a little, it raises a few questions. Like, it's questionable if it can be considered pornography, child pornography. But I wouldn't put a picture of a little girl with her skirt pulled up on my wall. Like, no.
Do you know if he ever videotaped any of these?
No, not with me there. I was just thinking, I don't remember anything like that. If he has videotapes with me, I don't know, he might have videotapes. He's got photographs. He could ruin my life if he wanted to.
But not that you're aware of.
Not that I'm aware of, no. You want her phone number?
If you have it.
Yeah, I got it. I know it, actually. Oh, wait, no, I don't. I want to make sure it's the right one. I really care about her, and I didn't even take her to this. I mentioned it, and she goes, oh, yeah, I already heard about it from somebody else. Like, I wasn't mentioning it, like, do you want to do it? I was mentioning it like, oh, I have to go. She was my friend. She knew what I did. I was like, oh, I got to go to Jeffrey's today. She knew what that meant. And she goes, oh, would you mind if I went there? And I was like, whatever. Why do you want to do it? She's like, oh, I was talking to somebody. Figured I'd do it. Her number is.
So there's a picture of you in the house. It's of when you were 16.
Or 17.
Or 17.
Or 17.
Not
definitely not. No, not. There wasn't much activity between us since I turned 18.
Okay.
I mean, I remember just about everything. Like, I remember down to the letter, what happened since the new year. Like, nothing major. Nothing, like, heavy happened.
You mean by heavy, you mean?
Well, I mean, like, he laid off with, like, going down on me and stuff like that. When I went there, hey, Dad? Daddy, I'm still at work. gotta call you when I get home, okay? Alright. Okay, bye-bye. Sorry, where was I?
After the New Year's.
Oh, yeah, after the New Year. After the New Year. Not that he wouldn't, but, like, he just didn't. Like, I didn't get, like, nothing significant happened with, he didn't. It was just, like, it was back to me, like, really mild.
Did he know you turned 18 at that point?
He was jumping for joy.
When you turned 18? So there's no doubt in your mind
he bought
you when you originally.
Oh, 100%. My Christmas, I mean, not my Christmas gift, my birthday gift for being 18 was a plane ticket to New York City. Like, I left at 4:30 in the morning on my 18th birthday to go to New York to be with him. And, I mean, he didn't tell me. I didn't know. He had a chauffeur pick me up from the airport in a bulletproof black Mercedes. I remember that specifically. I got pictures of that, too, if y'all want some pictures. But, whatchamacallit, yeah. I didn't know that he wasn't going to be there until after the chauffeur picked me up and said, Jeffrey's on the phone for you, and he handed me a phone. And then I said, Jeffrey, Jeffrey's like, I'm not going to be able to be there, but I set all this stuff up for you. You're going to have a great time. Like, you know, and I just, that was that. I got somebody to stay with, and,
Was he ever into the S&M type of thing?
I don't know what that is. Like, are you talking about, like, whips and chains and stuff?
Like, the tying up, the...
I don't know what you'd call a strap-on. Like, I don't know what you'd call that. He never, like...
All these toys you're mentioning, he penetrated you with these?
Specifically with the strap-on.
But these other toys?
He himself penetrated me with
right.
These items.
And you were, then again, before you were 18?
I swear to that, yes.
He's done the same. With the strap on. She's penetrated you.
Yeah, she's done that with other stuff too. She's gone down on me. Like, he's asked me to go down on her, and when I say no, he flashes $200 in front of me. Says, do it for 5 minutes, and he gets this, and I'll do it for 5 minutes. It's disgusting what I did for money.
But that was your, once again, your way before you were 18 doing this to you.
Yeah, yeah.
How many times did you say that happened? And him.
And him? It could be as little as, like, 5 times or as much as, like, some people right now. I don't know. Do you think we're going to be here for like another hour or whatever? No? We're going to be done pretty soon. Okay, well, he says we're going to be done pretty soon. So, I don't know. Would you just wait at home for me? Because I'm not having a great day. Okay, I love you. Bye.
Is your boyfriend? Mm-hmm. He said he didn't know. Did you mention, you didn't tell him you were talking to him?
I didn't tell him that you guys were investigating, like, Jeffrey and stuff. God, no.
Okay.
I said I had to talk to some people about a few things, like, and that was that.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Well. Yeah, I mean,
you said you had photographs. What kind of, is just a New York trip? Do you have any photographs from inside the house or anything like that?
I'm just trying to think.
Yeah,
hold on.
But there's a different season.
I don't think I have any photographs. I mean, I could look at my house. I kind of figured he didn't want me taking photographs in his house either, so I really don't think I did that. I just got pictures of, like, his car and, like, his chauffeur and stuff, like, that's it.
Is there anyone else that you interacted with in the house?
That. Yeah, it was...
have anyone else?
And now, who is...
No, I'm
not sure.
I mean, like, if you tell me last name, I could probably tell you who she is.
Say that is.
That's Adriana.
That's Adriana, mm-hmm. Right?
Her name?
No.
Okay.
No, that her name is.
Okay. Is that the girl that was sold? No, I was under the impression that she told me that she came from the battle when she was like 15 with Jeffrey. So like, I don't understand what the hell is going on.
You know that girl?
I don't know. She looks like every other girl.
Well, I don't have anything further, do you?
Did you show the picture of the one girl or no?
I did.
But that's not the same person she saw?
That's not the same person.
And the last time you spoke to him on the phone was what, 6 weeks ago? Even longer than that. Did they leave you any messages recently? No one ever contacted you or anything?
No, I think I even deleted the emails. If my boyfriend found those emails, he'd shoot me. I'd get kicked out of the house. Like, so I'm pretty sure they're gone. I deleted them.
Remember his screen name?
Or his and whatever, yeah.
What is it?
I don't know who. I have no idea. I didn't bother to ask. It was none of my business.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything further. Would you like to add anything else to the statement?
What do you want to see happen to Jeffrey?
I don't think anything's going to happen to him.
No, that's not what I asked you. What do you think should happen to Jeffrey? For what he did to you?
I don't even care if he goes to jail. I just don't want this to happen to anybody else, whatever that means to you guys.
And that's what we're trying to stop here.
Yeah, that means a lot.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and conclude the statement. The time on my watch is 5:40 p.m.